IVF babies with three biological parents could soon be legalised in a bid to prevent mitochondrial disease. The genetic disease robs the body of energy, which can cause a variety of health issues and is potentially fatal. Professor Carolyn Shaw is head of the Mitochondrial Disease Unit at the Colling Institute and explains to The Wise Rachel McDonald how three-person IVF works.
I'd like to think of it like having two eggs, and with each egg there's an egg yolk and an egg white. In the patients with mitochondrial disease from mitochondrial DNA mutations, the problem lies within the egg white. But all of the genetic material from the nucleus is in the egg yolk. What we do in mitochondrial donation is that we get two eggs, a donor egg and an egg from the affected family. We separate the egg whites and the egg yolks, and we put the egg yolk of the affected family with the normal DNA from the nucleus and the normal mitochondrial DNA from the egg white of the donor egg. We put those together after the separations. And then you have a contribution from the mother of the affected child with their normal nuclear contributions and then the egg white components, the mitochondrial DNA from a third person.
So three-person IVF is legal in the UK. Are you aware of babies that have been born that already have had this done?
So we know in the UK where this procedure is legalised that some licences have been issued to have this procedure done. We're unaware of any child being born from that legalised procedure in the UK. But there have been news reports and scientific articles reporting that other children have been born from this procedure in other countries.
If we are pretty aware that it works, why isn't it legal in Australia?
Well, as it turns out, the legislation that covers this area of IVF procedures happens to fall under the legislation for other procedures that were created prior to mitochondrial donation being invented, I guess, or created. So by serendipity, this procedure falls under legislation that was create it for another purpose, but does cover this legislation, which makes it illegal.
And why is that legislation there? Is there an ethical issue with similar procedures?
It falls under the broad umbrella of genetic modification and cloning. So three-person DNA, or mitochondrial donation, as we like to call it, is neither cloning nor is it genetic modification. It really is trying to combine genetic components from different sources so that families can have the best chance of not having mitochondrial disease.
Now, with the Senate committee endorsing this procedure, how long do you think it'll be before we can see this done in Australia?
Well, we'd like to see it changed as quickly as possible because there is a need for patients to have this procedure performed legally. And our research at the Colling Institute and Royal North Shore Hospital shows there would be strong support from families affected with this disorder should it become legalised. So we would like to see this act reviewed and changed to permit this procedure as quickly as possible. And we would implore the government to look at this very, very quickly because not only is there a need, but also Australia has a good reputation for performing IVF under regulatory control, which would mean that the quality of this sort of procedure and the regulations by which it's offered would be responsible and be available to appropriate patients who are affected by this disorder in Australia.
Professor Carolyn Shaw, head of the Mitochondrial Disease Unit at the Colling Institute, speaking to The Wire's Rachel McDonald.